Yankees and Orioles on Saturday. The game is scoreless in the bottom of the first. Look out if you're in left field as Aaron Judge steps to the plate facing Chris Tillman.
And the 1-0. There goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, and that guy hits him. They stay hit. All rise. Here comes the judge. Aaron, your judge and jury. He homers to left, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. And the pitch is swung on. There it goes to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Didi Gregorius rips a long two-run home run to right center. Yes, indeedy. Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. Swung on, and there it goes. Deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a three-run blast. Starlight, star bright. Starlin just hit one with all his might. That Starlin is darling. He hits a three-run home run.
I'll be a 1-0.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Matt Holliday goes the other way. He does it great. A home run to right center. Happy Holliday. Happy Holliday. Matt has bat. He drills a three-run home run to right.
You start him or bring him in?
0-2. Cut on a miss. Strikeout number 6. For Seve.
And he can go back to AAA.
2-2 is cut on. Did he foul tip it? The ball was dropped. He did foul tip it. That's a strikeout.
The Yankees win their fourth in a row. They go for the series sweep on Sunday after a season-high 16 runs in the win over Baltimore. Luis Severino picks up another win. He goes 7 innings, 1 run, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, taking his ERA down to 2.75. The Yankees hit 5 home runs. Chris Tillman allows a career-high 9 earned runs in just an inning and a third. He was the loser for the Orioles. The Yankees pound 5 home runs, and they go on to beat the Orioles 16-3 on Saturday. Luis Severino is the beneficiary. He's down 3-0 over his last 7 starts. Here's Yankee manager Joe Girardi on his starting pitcher.
His stuff was really good tonight. I thought he had a great fastball. It had a lot of life. His slider was good. His changeup was good. He moved it around. And, again, another outstanding performance by him. 7 hits, couple hits. Great job.
What does this offense keep – what does it keep doing? Didi just said to me on the field it becomes contagious, that everybody wants to hit because the first guys do, so they keep wanting to go.
No, it does. And, you know, we're an offense that can score real quick. We score – and we can score in bunches because of the power that we have. And, you know, I look at that first thing, we had 2 outs and nobody on, and next thing you know, we have 6 runs. You know, 7 straight guys get on. And that's not easy to do, but just really good at-bats.
Justin, to your right, Joe.
When in the case of Luis, when given that kind of lead early, how tough is it for him to stay locked in, or just any pitcher to stay locked in and complete that?
It can be tough because your innings can be long, you know, in between. And you could sit over there a long time. I thought he did a great job handling it because there were pitching changes and our innings were long. And, you know, he kept going out throwing strikes. He kept his pitch count down. I mean, he probably – you know, at least had another inning if, you know, if I wanted to because his pitch count was low. But just he did a really good job handling that.
Dave and Dan.
Joe and Severino, this was a guy in spring training that you were asked about being a guy that should go to the bullpen. Now he's one of the best starters in the American League. I mean, what was – can you see a switch that was flipped in him? Or, I mean, you knew the talent was there, but what do you think kind of got him over the hump there?
You know, I really think for him – it was understand the importance of pitching down. His slider, the consistency, and not overthrowing it at times. But also slowing down a little bit. You know, it was something that Larry made a point of that, you know, when you're not throwing strikes, you're not throwing the ball where you want. It's not just getting up there and throwing as quick as you can again. Think about what you're doing. Make an adjustment. And he's done a really good job doing that.
I think it's 41-6 or something like that over the last 4, you know, against divisional opponents. What does a stretch like that mean? I know it's just, you know, 4 wins, but to win that convincingly.
Well, I mean, you know, a win is a win. It's good when you're swinging the bats like we are because it takes some pressure off your pitching staff and you feel like you always have an opportunity to win games when you're scoring runs. But, you don't get more points for it, or you know. So, but it's great to see everyone swinging the bat, and you want it to continue.
Do you have a starter for tomorrow?
Green.
Chris, you have a question in the back?
Joe, with Luis, CeCe told me before the game, you know, confidence, it has a lot to do with confidence, but being able to throw any pitch in any count, do you see that being something with him?
Yeah, and that's also confidence, too. That's believing in your stuff. And, you know, I think sometimes when you don't have that confidence, guys might grip the ball a little bit tighter, may not relax, and they're not as smooth in their mechanics, and they don't allow the ball to do what it needs to do. Or they overthrow, they try too hard. But he's been able to do that, and I think it's been a big part of his success.
We also talked about the lineup before the game today and how it comes from anywhere. 3-for-7 in your 3-to-7 today in your lineup was 13-for-20 with the 5 homers and 15 RBI.
I mean, it's incredible. There's a lot of power in this lineup, and again, you know, we can score quickly and we can score in bunches, and it's nice to have.
The Yankees go for the series sweep on Sunday with Chad Green making the start against Kevin Gausman of Baltimore.